Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. The headlines. India and Russia discuss ways to boost ties and expand cooperation across key sectors. Russian President Vladimir Putin offers to increase fertilizer supplies to India. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal arrives in Beijing to take part in 25th round of India-China border talks. India calls for diversified and adequate international financing to support land restoration and build drought resilience. New Delhi condemns attack on UN peacekeepers in South Sudan. Iran warns of strong response to proposed US sanctions. And in Colombo cricket test, centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal power India to 503 for 9 declared against hosts Sri Lanka in first innings. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin today. The two leaders discussed ways to strengthen India-Russia ties and expand cooperation across key sectors. During the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the strong and growing India-Russia partnership, particularly in economic cooperation, trade and energy. He conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings and handed over Prime Minister Modi's personal message to Mr. Putin.
Our economic cooperation, trade, energy, fertilizers, nuclear, other dimensions as well. Overall, I think our economic cooperation has grown very significantly. Prime Minister Modi looks forward to meeting you at the SCO summit, then welcoming you in India for the BRICS summit, and in due course, as per your mutual convenience, having the annual summit. So we have a very strong picture of cooperation to present.
Speaking during a meeting, Russian President Putin offered to increase fertilizer supplies to India, saying Moscow is taking steps to support Indian farmers and the country's agricultural sector. He also highlighted the growth in trade between Russia and India this year. The Russian president credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the growing partnership between New Delhi and Moscow. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister, along with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov, co-chaired a meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow. Speaking at an event, Dr. Jaishankar said, the India-Russia partnership has consistently demonstrated resilience and adaptability.
The India-Russia partnership has consistently demonstrated resilience and adaptability. Even amidst a complex international landscape, our engagement has continued to deepen, reflecting the mutual interest and confidence that define our bilateral partnership.
Dr. Jaishankar reached Moscow yesterday on a two-day visit to Russia. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal arrived in Beijing on a two-day visit to China. He will take part in the 25th round of special representative talks between the two countries on the boundary issue with his Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi tomorrow. More in this report.
The ties between New Delhi and Beijing came under severe strain after the 2020 Galwan Valley clash and the prolonged military standoff in eastern Ladakh. But both sides have since taken steps to stabilize relations. Mr. Doval and Mr. Wang are the designated special representatives for the boundary talks mechanism, which was established in 2003 to comprehensively address the boundary dispute of the India-China border spanning over 3,400 kilometers. Ahead of the special representative's talks, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar had on Saturday reiterated that peace and tranquility along the border areas are prerequisite for good relations with China. Nishit Kumar, News Desk.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India will amend existing regulations and introduce new rules over the next 2 months to address concerns raised by foreign companies seeking to set up manufacturing operations in the country. Speaking during a program at Tokyo in Japan, Mr. Goyal said the government was willing to address issues faced by investors where their demands were fair and justified. On India-Japan economic ties, he said the two countries were complementary economies.
For an economy like Japan, which has very good technologies but not enough people, which has excellent business practices but not enough market, India can be an excellent partner, which provides economies of scale with a large domestic market, and India, which has opened its doors to international engagement with several free trade agreements, provides India an opportunity to sell their goods with preferential access.
The minister is leading a nearly 200-member business delegation to bolster economic ties between the two nations. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has stressed the need for diversified, adequate, predictable and sustained international financing to support land restoration and strengthen resilience to drought. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav made the remarks at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. He was addressing the ministerial dialogue on innovative financial mechanisms for healthy land and drought resilience during the 17th session of the Conference of the Parties to the UN Convention to Combat Desertification. Mr. Yadav said, land restoration is not a cost but an investment in food, water, biodiversity, livelihoods and long-term resilience. The minister highlighted India's blended green finance framework, which enables financing for climate change, adaptation, sustainable land use, forestry and agriculture, afforestation and biodiversity conservation. India today condemned the attack on peacekeepers deployed with the UN mission in South Sudan, in which an Ethiopian security personnel was killed and several others were injured. India's permanent mission to the UN in New York said in a social media post, paid tribute to the fallen Ethiopian blue helmet and wish an early recovery to the injured peacekeepers. The mission said, India reiterates the fundamental importance of respecting the sanctity and inviolability of UN premises and personnel and calls upon all parties to ensure the safety and security of UN peacekeepers operating under UN Security Council mandates. Two UN peacekeepers were killed and seven others were injured in an ambush on an UNMISS patrol travelling to Pajuth in Jonglei state of South Sudan today. Iran has warned that new US sanctions expected to be announced tonight will not bring peace to the region and has threatened a strong response to any escalation. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said Tehran will respond harshly to expanded US sanctions, including measures targeting countries that cooperate with Washington. The warning comes after weeks of deadlock over negotiations to end the war between Iran and the United States. The U.S.-Canada trade war has escalated sharply, with U.S. President Donald Trump today announcing that tariffs on Canadian cars, trucks, automotive parts and steel imports will be raised to 50% from January 2027. In a social media post, Mr. Trump accused Canada of imposing high tariffs on American farmers and agricultural products. Canada has said it will respond with retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. Violence by Pakistani authorities continues in Balochistan as five more bodies recovered from different areas of the province, including Mastung, Chaman and Sobatpur. The recurring recovery of unidentified bodies has renewed concerns among families of missing persons and human rights organizations over alleged enforced disappearances and killings in Balochistan by Pakistani forces. Immense cricket centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal powered India to a hefty 503-9 declared in their first innings against host Sri Lanka on a rain-disrupted second day of the Colombo Test. In reply, Sri Lanka lost two early wickets at just 8 runs when stumps were drawn today. Prasidh Krishna and Manav Sutar scabbed early wickets. For visitors, Dhruv Jurel produced a flawless display of risk-free batting to score unbeaten 115. Devdutt Padikkal had provided the foundation with a commanding 117 yesterday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Russia discuss ways to boost ties and expand cooperation across key sectors. Russian President Vladimir Putin offers to increase fertilizer supplies to India. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval arrives in Beijing to take part in 25th round of India-China border talks. India calls for diversified and adequate international financing to support land restoration and build drought resilience. New Delhi condemns attack on UN peacekeepers in South Sudan. Iran warns of strong response to proposed US sanctions. And in Colombo cricket test, centuries by Dhruv Jurel and Devdutt Padikkal power India to 503-9 declared against hosts Sri Lanka in first innings. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.